For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Octadol. With just one rinse, Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. If you've been confused by all the different claims and counterclaims of various wash day products, you'll be glad to hear the simple, sensational news about new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, doubtless you've heard about those new no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you've found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For Oxidol saves your rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep-cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no-rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, at last, Faye's friend, Spencer Grayson, has gone back to New York and his job. Now, after a month of pleasant companionship, Faye is once more alone. A young widow, a young mother, cheerfully keeping house for Paulette and Ma, but caught up in a life that must be a little limited, a little lonely. And yet this is a somewhat different phase. Spencer has gone, but the magic still lingers. But right now, it's the end of the day, and Ma, Shuffle, and Willie are walking home from the lumberyard. Listen.
Here we are home. Would you like to come in, Willie, Shuffle?
No, no, thanks, Ma. Got to clean up before supper.
Abby will be waiting for me on Tenderhook, she calls it.
Well, then I'll run along in, see what I can do for Faye.
How is Faye, Ma?
Oh, she's just fine, Willie, dear.
That young man of hers have anything to say for himself before he left? Outside of goodbye, that is.
Yes. Mr. Grayson took both of my hands and said he had a real good time with us. Real good.
He did, Ma?
Yeah.
Oh, that's swell.
Oh, carnation, Ma. It's what he said to Faye that I'm interested in.
Well, I reckon I didn't stay around to hear that part, Sheffer. But Faye seemed happy with how things are going, happy as could be. And she told me Mr. Grayson's going to write her a letter.
Well... I can see where the mailman's going to be a mighty welcome visitor over at Ma Perkins' house. Maybe have to get him a new whistle, one he can whistle out a tune on, like maybe Hearts and Flowers.
Man, Shuffle.
Come on, Mr. Shuffle Cupid. My toes are freezing. Well, good night, Ma.
Good night, Willie, dear. See you tomorrow.
Night, Ma.
I'll see you in the morning, Shuffle.
You bet.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
Well, come on, Shuffle. I ain't no snowman. And stand here all night and admire the scenery. Don't you even notice this weather?
Well, I'm coming, son. I'm coming. I was just looking back at them lights in Ma's house and thinking of Ma walking through the front door, singing out that special hello. Warm thoughts, Willie. Warm. Like an extra log on the fire.
Listen, Shuffle. You think there's really going to be anything to it with Mr. Grayson and Faye? Practical, you know. What's Spencer Grayson up to?
Well, maybe he'll write me a letter, Willie, and then I can let you know.
But wouldn't it be a great thing, a fellow like that? Oh, it ain't that I care about his money or his position. He's the kind of a fella I would have liked him anyway. But what I really want to do is to see Fay happy.
Well, according to Ma, sounds like that's just what Fay is, happy. Oh, maybe not happy for seeing things practical, like you said, nor even happy for what Mr. Grayson tells her in the way of goodbye, but, Willie, when there's love a-hanging around in the offing, sometimes a voice inside you is whispering, hallelujah.
For a cold day like this, Shuffle, you sure are poetic.
Stick close to me, son. You'll get warm. There's no fuel like an old fuel, I always... look out for that ice. This road's getting too slippery. We don't want to get home too fast.
And now our scene changes. Let's rejoin Ma. She's come in and changed her clothes and gone downstairs to help with supper. So now we find Ma and Fay in the kitchen. But...
let me see now. These green peas for supper, Fay?
Yes, I'm going to sell them as soon as I get through making these cookies.
And you go right on with what you're doing, child, and I'll tend to the peas. I couldn't find myself an easier job.
Well, I think selling peas is a nuisance. You know, I didn't mean to be so late getting things started, but Paulette and I were ice skating all afternoon.
Yes, Paulette is telling me about it upstairs. She had such a good time.
We both had a wonderful time. I called for her at school and brought her skates along, and we went straight from there.
Oh, but that is a good idea, Fay.
It was cold, but the sun was lovely. We just stayed and stayed, played tag. And all of a sudden, I noticed the sun was going down, and I said, hey, we've got the scooter. Grandma beat us home tonight. So here it is after 5 o'clock, and I've just got the oven going.
Well, it did you world of good, dear. I don't know who looks younger tonight, you or Paulette.
No, well, I'm certainly acting like a kid. Even the skating wasn't just for Paulette. I simply couldn't stand the idea of spending this sunshiny afternoon shut up in the kitchen with the pots and pans and my sword.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am fixing supper, same as I've done for years and years. A grown-up, mature woman. And my head's as full of silly notions as a girl just back from her first prom. Where is he now? What's he doing? Is he smiling? Frowning? Talking to people? In case you didn't know it, Ma, I'm referring to Spencer Grayson.
I imagined.
Oh, Ma, I'm so glad you got home. I love it you're keeping me company in the kitchen. Before you got here, I was listening to that old clock on the wall, ticking away so loud and serious. Like every minute was important. Every second was important to, well, I don't know, to do something, to be something, to be together with somebody. You see how crazy I am?
Oh, it's not crazy, child, to miss somebody. You've seen him day in, day out for the past month.
Was it only a month? I feel as if I've known Spencer for years.
And you're bound to miss the good times that you've been having, the holiday parties and going places together. And...
No, Ma, listen. I've made a discovery.
What?
A good time isn't just once. A really good time gets better and better the more you live it over. It grows and grows. Don't tell Gladys, but every time I think about her New Year's Eve party, the people seem gayer. Laughter warmer and... the music sweeter, much nicer than the first time when it really happened.
Then, child, one of the best pleasures we got is reliving the past.
But I'm a woman grown. I should have more sense.
I'm a woman grown, too, but many's the time I catch myself living over some happy time.
Do you, Ma?
Yes.
Nonsense. I've my dinner to cook and my chores to do.
You wrote out that same piece of dough 5 times now.
Oh. Gosh, have I really? I'm making a gingerbread man for Paulette. There. Now, cut him out. A slice of citron for his mouth. We'll give him a nice, big smile, shall we? Mm-hmm. Oh, Ma, I can't remember the color of his eyes.
Eyes? Haven't you got raisins there? Whose eyes?
Well, Spencer's, of course.
Oh.
Were they blue? Or gray? I can't very well sit down and write him a letter and say, dear Spencer, what color are your eyes? What color are your thoughts? Are they rosy Rushville Center thoughts? All right. Gingerbread Man's finished. How do you like him?
Rakish fellow, isn't he, Mike? Got a crooked grin on his mouth. His hat lopsided over one ear.
He's singing something gay.
Lindsay, unless you get him in the oven pretty soon, there won't be any supper for Paulette tonight.
Oh, Ma. Am I making it up, or is he as wonderful as I think?
The gingerbread man or Mr. Grayson?
But truly, you can make up things about a person's character, Ma. How much of what I like about Spencer is real? And how much is... Well, he is considerate and charming, isn't he? And the way he gets on with all kinds of people, Willie and Banker Pendleton and Grocer Brown, Mayor Ross.
There ain't no denying.
Yes, and it's more than just graciousness. He really enjoys himself.
Well?
You can hear it in his voice. That quietness, and yet a vibrant kind of excitement underneath. Oh, I'm a regular chatterbox. I'm worse than Paulette. I'm going to stop it right this minute and put my cookies in the oven.
I turned down that gas. It might, dear. The flame looks to be pretty high.
Oh, yes, it will. I don't suppose he'd write first day he got home. Wonder how long it takes mail from New York. Of course, he may use air mail.
Yeah, I reckon he may. Here's a match, honey.
What are you giving me a match for?
The oven, dear. You just turned it off.
I did? What's the matter with me today? My mind must be on 20 different things. Now, I'm absolutely going to stop talking and tend to supper. Not another word out of me till I shell those peas.
Say, dear, I already shelled the peas. Here they are.
Oh. Oh, of course. Thank you, Ma. How did you know we were having peas for supper?
Sure, it's nice to save rinsing on wash day, but I know the important thing to you is to get your clothes clean. Deep clean. Now, with new deep cleaning Oxydol, you can save rinsing and get your clothes deep clean, too. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxydol gets out graying dirt the no-rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxydol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, the new Oxydol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and floats it away. And that's why, with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxydol Deep Clean. And new Oxydol is wonderful for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxydol. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxydol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Well, they say love makes the world go round. Is it love, Fayfield? Or is it the universal need of woman for someone to build her dreams about? Well, Faye tries to answer that question tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxydol. With just one rinse, Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.